I'll never forget how Peter Jennings began his narration of the search for Jesus a number of years before he died by promoting the Enlightenment's false dichotomy between faith and reason. As he put it then, "We've tried to be respectful about what people believe as we've gone in search of what we can know." As the ABC primetime special progressed, it became abundantly clear that in his view, religionists merely peddle faith that's biased by their emotion, while reporters present facts backed by evidence. Though Jennings sounded more than respectful of religion, and I must say I certainly found him to be that in my personal interactions with him prior to his death, his sentiments are emblematic of a secular strategy to strip Christianity of its power to impact the whole of human experience. As Nancy Piercy once put it, people are invited to believe whatever they want. They're even entitled to it, so long as they're willing to hold it as their subjective article of faith, not something objectively true that should be allowed to guide scientific research or public policy. Words like faith and science are cleverly misused to bar the Christian worldview from informing public policy decisions on issues like abortion, euthanasia, science education, embryonic stem cell research, and even cloning. In fact, the 2004 presidential election was characterized as a clear choice between a president who governs by religious belief and a challenger who leads through rational decision-making. The implication, of course, was crystal clear. Christianity is not rational, and therefore, while it might influence your private feelings or your emotions, perish the notion that it could inform rational decision-making or impact public policy. Nancy Piercy, who my friend Philip Johnson, who I consider to be the father of the ID movement or the intelligent design movement, called an author of unusual ability who has written a book of unusual importance. And the book, of course, is called Total Truth. This is a book that you need in your library. And when I say need, I mean need. This book is about the most significant battle that we are facing today. And if you are uninformed, we will lose the battle. This battle will not be won by the hired gun. It will be won because Christians like you are informed and can give a reason, an evidence for the hope that lies within them with gentleness and with respect, and can forever blow apart the mythology that reporters have facts and Christians rely on mere feelings. Total Truth, Liberating Christianity from Its Cultural Captivity, is available right now through the Christian Research Institute. Resource consultants are standing by. The number to dial, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. Of course, CRI stands for Christian Research Institute. The number, 888-7000-CRI. You can also order Total Truth, Liberating Christianity from Its Cultural Captivity, on the World Wide Web at equip.org. or via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271.